We have Kim Miller with us today. She is the public health officer for Fond du Lac County. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, we endured the heat, we endured the storms, and we lived to tell about it, I guess, right?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, I think some people endured a little bit more than others, but I think, you know, we all woke up this morning and the sun is shining.
Yeah, unfortunately, there was a lot of damage done to quite a few buildings throughout the area. So, got a couple of different topics we wanted to ask about today, Kim, and let's start out with Fond du Lac for Recovery. What is that?
Well, really, what that is it is a it's like a program group within the Department of Health Services here in Fond du Lac County. Many of our staff with the health department, you know, we sit on coalitions, you know, such as drug-free communities. So within drug-free communities, there's different programs that we're focusing on, such as nicotine prevention, sober events, with initiatives that focus on, like, promoting non-alcoholic type options for local community events. So it really just, you know, provides opportunities for people to go to places where the focus isn't on alcohol so they can continue to be successful in their recovery.
Well, Wisconsin kind of has that reputation, right, for being a drinking state. So,
Yeah, you know, and if you're from Wisconsin, you don't notice it, but if you go elsewhere, people in other states will notice, you know, how much of an emphasis we put on alcohol here in Wisconsin.
Right, right. So this is a program that what the Department of Health Services more or less is involved in?
Yeah, I would say they kind of lead the efforts. But I would say any of these efforts, it's a community. It takes a full community. So there is an opportunity if you are interested. It's called the Sober Events Planning Committee. And it is something that, you know, anybody can be part of. And it's something positive for our community. The next time we're meeting is July 8th from 1 to 2 p.m. And the location is the Gratitude Club. So if you're interested in joining the committee to kind of help maybe bring your ideas to things that we can do in the community that don't focus on alcohol or ways that we can, you know, put the focus somewhere else, I think maybe this is a committee for you.
Right. So I know that one of the Ripon City Council members formerly was with the drug-free communities, and when they have an alcohol event coming up, they almost always asked if there was some kind of alternative. So,
yeah. You know, and I think that's where this committee can kind of bring ideas on how to bring those alternatives to events that do focus on alcohol, just so there is that, like, avenue where if somebody is really working hard in their recovery that it isn't, that there is options for everyone.
Right, right. Up next, we wanted to ask you about the Summer Food Benefit Program, or the EBT program.
Yes.
How do people take advantage of that? And who's eligible for it, I guess I should ask?
Yeah, so kind of to start off, it's a food benefit program. Specifically for the summer, it is income-based, and it helps families who qualify buy food for their children while summer is out. And so these benefits, they're issued once a summer at $120 to eligible children. And how they would get this is they would just go to the website and sign up. And then it would be kind of income-based. If you qualify, then you would automatically, you know, you can enroll yourself, and then the benefits would be, you know, applied through EBT. So if you're not really sure, I would recommend just going to our Fond du Lac County site, and you can get signed up that way. Or if that's too confusing, you could call our office and we can walk you through it.
And that number is 920-929-3085?
Yep, that number would be our direct line, and anybody that answers that will be able to get you to the right person.
Okay, just a couple of quick questions about this. Now, you said $120 to eligible children. Is that a one-time thing, or is that per month?
It is.
Okay.
It is once a summer. So, yep, it is a one-time. Yep.
Okay.
But, again, it is if you qualify, you know, that amount, it can be used at grocery stores, convenience stores, you know, different places where you can get food. Because, you know, we know when summer's out, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. children, you know, struggle to get the food that they need. And some farmers markets take them as well. Our farmers market here in Fond du Lac County does. And so you can utilize those funds towards that as well.
If you're lucky enough, your school district has some kind of free lunch or free breakfast program that they will continue for a while during the summer as well. So, you know. The other thing that we wanted to ask you about, and this one kind of comes along with the heat. Now, it didn't get as hot yesterday as I thought it was going to, or the other day, I should say. But we've already had blue-green algae pop up in Green Lake. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about what that is and why it's best to stay away from that if you see it on the surface of the water.
Yeah, so blue-green algae, it's a type of bacteria. And when we're talking about warm temperatures, sunlight, so blue-green algae, when you combine warm temperatures, sunlight, nutrient runoff from sources such as fertilizers or animal waste, they can contribute to these algae blooms. They're most common during the summer months, but, you know, anytime that weather's favorable, like the warm temperature, the sunlight, the runoff, that's when you can see the blooms. So if you don't see them yet, this is a good opportunity to talk about it to really understand how toxic it can be for a human as well as pets. And so the interesting thing with blue-green algae is that it can pop up, and then later on the day, it can be gone. And so that just means it can pop up anytime, anywhere, when those conditions are good. And it can be toxic, and it can make you as well as your pet really sick. And a lot of times people wonder, well, what does it look like? It can be many different colors. And it can be bright green, blue-green, pea soup-like, and it can be covered with scum mats, and it can almost look like paint-like streaks on the surface. So it's important to understand what it looks like, but the most important is to understand the health risks to it, and it can make you really sick. Skin irritations, rashes, eye, nose, throat irritation, GI, stomach upset. And, again, can be toxic for your pets as well.
And it has a smell to it, too, I believe?
Yeah. You know, it can almost smell like rotting, decaying vegetation. It can smell pretty bad. So it can look bad, smell bad. You aren't going to want to be in it. But, again, it, you know, you could be on the lake and you're swimming in one spot and all of a sudden it's right there. So the most important thing is just, you know, maybe you're not going to be swimming because the water is too cold, let's say, but your dog likes to fetch a ball. Just really pay attention to, you know, what your dog is going to be jumping into. And a kind of a good rule of thumb is anytime you swim in the lake, you don't really know what's in there. Make sure that you rinse off with clean water. And make sure that you rinse your pets off with clean water, too.
Well, Kim, we'd like to thank you for being a guest today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob.